right. I'm excited to finish my Bible lesson tonight that we started last week. We started a lesson included in our series entitled, What Does the Bible Say About Blessings? And we've been taking these times on Wednesday nights to do a little bit of a topical approach. I don't do a lot of topical preaching, more expository preaching, but the Lord laid this on my heart at the beginning of the year, and He gave me permission to do it. I don't know how long we'll do it, but we will do it as long as the Lord leads. And I trust that these messages and these Bible studies, you're taking notes. I pray that you're almost making your own little folder as to what the Bible says about certain topics. I do have a goal and a desire to drive you to deeper study on each topic. And so last week we started on blessings. This was a lesson that followed on the heels of a lesson on bitterness. And so we began to look at what does the Bible say about blessings. Uses the word bless, blessed, blesseth, and blessings. It carries the idea of honor and praise. Carries the idea when it comes to kneel or to bow in a humble way. When it comes to the approach of speaking about blessing God, you're talking about an adoration. When it talks about God blessing man, it deals more with a benefit. The word eulogy is deep within the Greek word there of blessing. It means to speak well of, to bless, or to praise. Carries the idea of fortunate, to be well off, to be blessed, to be blessed, to be happy, to be supremely blessed. And so we hear this word thrown around a lot. We may even use this word a lot. But it's way deeper than just a normal vocabulary word that we would use throughout our life. We learn that from the Word of God that our God is a God of blessing. That God has within Him a desire to bless. I'm glad that I serve and love a God who wants to bless me and wants to bless you. We learned last week that man was created with a blessing. The Bible says that God created them male and female. He created them, and God blessed man, and God gave him a direction upon the earth. And so in the original creation of man with Adam and Eve, they were created, and then they were immediately blessed. We found that sin put them in an enmity position with God where they lost that blessing, and you understand that a curse developed upon the ground and a curse developed upon us as far as sin in our lives. But yet we found that God is an awesome God. God is a loving God, and God made a way for man to be blessed again. And so God brought those animal skins. God shed the blood of that animal in token that it is the blood that covers a man's sin. And we went from Genesis chapter 1 where God or man was blessed, Genesis chapter 3 where man fell, and then you come back to Genesis chapter 5 and 6 with Adam's generation and then Noah and the flood. And when you get to the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, God once again is blessing man from Noah as he gets off of the ark. We learn that there is a blessing for God's people. God is still blessing His people. We learn that we have spiritual blessings, which are eternal, but we also have earthly blessings or temporal blessings upon this earth. You know, some people think, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to cash in. Well, I got news for you. God is good now. Amen? He's good now. And so God does bless His people. Pastor, I don't feel blessed. Well, I addressed that statement last week with this statement. That's your fault. That's your fault. Because we know from the Word of God that our God is a blessing God. We know from the Word of God in the book of Ephesians that you have blessings in spiritual places, spiritual blessings in heavenly places, seated with the Lord. We understand that God has a blessing for his people today. We looked at even Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, and how Paul wanted for people to understand and to know about the blessings of God. And so a lot of Christian people sometimes live their lives and they don't feel blessed. I want to just say something. I hope you know this. If there's anything untrustworthy in your life, it's your feelings. Say that again. If there is anything untrustworthy in your life, it's your feelings. The Bible says, lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Many decisions have been made, many wrong decisions have been made based off of our feelings. Feelings go up, they go down. Feelings cannot be trusted. Feelings most of the time come from a motivation of our flesh. And so as a believer, I don't want to trust my feelings. I want to trust something concrete. I want to trust the Word of God. Amen? Blows my mind how many people do not live with peace in their salvation. I just want to ask you a question. Do you know and have steadfast peace that you're saved? If so, say amen. I don't always feel saved. There was times in my life I didn't feel saved. There were times in my life that thoughts would go through my mind like, good night. How could I be saved and do that? How could I be saved and think about that? Maybe not. I don't always feel saved. But I know I'm saved. And if I give in to my feelings one iota, my world begins to spin so fast that I can't stand up. But when my feelings begin to go awry and I take the Word of God and I just go to God and I say, now God, this is what I'm feeling, but this is what your Word says. I know enough not to trust my feelings. Give me the ability to trust your Word. And then as I begin to read and I begin to apply the Word of God, I have found that faith brings to, or the Word of God brings to my heart faith. Amen? And so you trust your feelings. Am I the only one that's ever made a rash decision based off their feelings? Anybody else in here no regret because you acted off your feelings? Anybody else's mouth as big as mine in Beverly's off your feelings? Okay. We're married. We're one. Amen. Okay. So you don't feel blessed. That's your fault. It's your fault. Now, I told you to go to two scriptures. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 26 to 28. This is God speaking to the nation here. Of course, through Moses. Behold, I set before you this day a what and a what class? A blessing and a curse. So there's options here. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. And so the Lord told the nation of Israel, now when you get into the land, and Brother Hugh did a great job preaching on this a few weeks ago, describing to us what the promised land is. The promised land's not heaven. The promised land is the Christian life. It's the spirit-filled life. It's that relationship with the Lord. And Moses told them, now, and God told them, now when you get into the land, there's blessing and there's curse. There's the opportunity for you to know blessing. There's the opportunity for you to not know blessing. If you obey me and walk in the ways that I want you to go in the land, you'll know blessing. If you disobey me and don't walk, then you're going to know you're going to know life without my blessing. Now go to James chapter 1 and look, if you would, at verse number 25. This is in the New Testament. And really and truthfully, the message has not changed. In James chapter 1, verse number 25, James tells us, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's a phrase for the Word of God, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what? Blessed in his deed. Okay, so the prerequisite to blessing here is looking to the perfect law of liberty, continuing therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer. And basically, that's what James is teaching us. He's teaching us, now listen, there's a place that you position yourself to be blessed. Is it wrong for God's child to want to be blessed? No, of course it's not. You read the Word of God and you will read people crying out to be blessed. Is it wrong to live your life a certain way so that you are blessed? No. I don't know about you, but I want God's blessing on my life. If you do, say amen. So I have some understanding to the Word of God. I know if I go out here and live my life a certain direction, God's not going to bless that. But I know if I go out here and live my life a certain direction, God will bless that. And I want God's blessing on my life. And the very fact that I recognize God's blessing and desire God's blessing and his power upon my life affects the way I live my life. That's called walking with the Lord, growing in the Lord. And so all throughout the scriptures, I would encourage you to take a Strong's Concordance. Every Christian that comes to Wednesday night Bible study should buy themselves a Strong's Concordance. If you know what I'm talking about a Strong's Concordance, raise your hand. Okay. If you don't know, go to the Christian bookstore, buy you one. Strong's Concordance. Use it. If you don't know how to use it, come see me. I'll teach you how to use it. But you take that Strong's Concordance and you begin to look up the word bless or blessing and you begin to do yourself a Bible study. And the Bible is very clear on how we live our lives and that will reflect or initiate God's blessing upon us. So I've got about six or seven things here tonight that I just want to remind you about, that these are the people who know the blessing of God upon their life. Go, if you would, to Genesis chapter 12. This will be the only reference as far as a main point outside of the book of Psalms. And so when we get to Psalms, we'll be there. But I want you to go to Genesis chapter 12. And you know, if you're a Bible student, that when we get to Genesis chapter 12, there's the man Abram. And you know that Abram later becomes Abraham. And we understand that Abraham is the father of the Jewish people. We know that he's brought out of the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. And I want to show you what the Bible says about him in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Notice he didn't tell him where it was and he didn't tell him how to get there. He just told him to get up and I'll show you where to go. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will, what's that word? Bless thee, all right? And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now we know the depth of this covenant here and of this promise with Abraham. We know that through Abraham, all the families of the earth are blessed through the Lord Jesus Christ. But understand this, had Abraham not obeyed the Lord, Abraham would not have known blessing. Okay? So Abraham is called to step out by faith and to follow God's will and leadership in his life. And God said, Abram, if you will step out and you will receive my call and you will follow my will and you will follow my leadership, then I will bless you. And by the way, people who live by faith, who submit to God's will and follow the call of God upon their life, those people will know blessing. You'll never know blessing in your life if you don't live by faith. If you think, if this is your approach, God, I'll go, but you show me where we're going. God, I'll go, but you tell me how we're going to get there. And God, I'll go, but you tell me what it's going to be like on the way. That mindset never knows blessing. God, I'll do what you want me to do, but you got to lay out for me the plan. There's no faith in that. There's just a settledness that our flesh brings, and God doesn't bless that. God blesses people who live by faith. And if you don't live by faith, you'll never know God's blessing. So I want to ask you a question tonight. Just think about your life. Where are you operating by faith? Well, Pastor, how would I know if I'm operating by faith? Okay? What part of your life scares you to death? What about your life that you don't have all the answers for, but yet you believe this is what God wants you to do? Where are you exercising faith? Spiritual faith. Faith in the Lord. Well, I'm saved. Okay. Well, you have once deposited your faith. Amen? All right? But where are you living by faith? Are you following the will of God, the leadership of the Lord? If you look around your life and everything in your life can be explained by your wallet or by your understanding. Well, Pastor, I can really explain how I got everywhere in my life by my own. That's not a life of faith. Somewhere in your life, you have to be able to say, I don't know how that happened, but God did it. Amen. That's faith. And so people will say, well, Pastor, I don't feel blessed. That's the person who never follows God. That's the person who God came and said, okay, I want you to take this step in your life. And I'm leading you here. Now I want you to get up, Tom. And I want you to follow me here. I want you to do this. God, I can't do that. Okay, then you sit there and you be miserable the rest of your life. Now I want to speak to the young people 30 and under. I'm running into people that wish they could do their life again. Amazes me how many people wish they could do their life again. And basically what they will tell me is, I had an opportunity to step out and I didn't do it. Now, it doesn't mean that their life has been miserable. It doesn't mean that their life hasn't had some profit. It doesn't mean that there hasn't been joy. It doesn't mean that they haven't even had some goodness. But there's a difference between having goodness and having a rich blessing on your life, one that satisfies deep into your heart. And so most of God's people, if it's one thing to be saved, it's one thing to love the Lord, it's even one thing to do that. But if God calls and you don't step out by faith and follow Him, then there's blessing you're missing in your life. Now, when God comes and God says, hey, I want you to go over there and talk to your neighbor about the Lord, Brother Ed, or Brother Ed, and God put that together, were you blessed in that conversation? Amen. Amen. So if God says, okay, I want you to take this ministry over here, you're blessed in this ministry. And if God says, I want you to make this change in your, I want you to follow me here. I want you to surrender this. If you don't walk by faith, you'll never know God's blessing on your life. And by the way, even if you made yourself $1 million, God's blessing is greater than any money you could ever amass in your life. People who live by faith are blessed. Psalm 1. Psalm 1. You know this psalm. I won't spend a lot of time here. It's rich in its understanding and its teaching. The very first word of the book of Psalms is the word what? Blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So if I'm God's child and I'm hanging out with the wrong people, Or if I'm God's child and I'm living my life according to ungodly counsel, or I'm siding with sinners, or I'm becoming scornful, God's not going to bless that mentality. But his delight is in the, say that phrase, law of the Lord. So a blessed man is one who is obedient to the word of God. He's one who meditates the word of God day and night. If you look at verse 3, you understand that it brings a fruitfulness there. And so sometimes people say, well, Pastor, I just don't feel blessed. And then I begin to look at their life and I begin to look at the philosophy by which you live your life. I want to say this. Any philosophy that's not found in fashion on the word of God is an ungodly philosophy. There's no middle ground there. So if a Christian tries to anchor himself stand in that philosophy and allow a scornful disposition to arise in their heart, you're never going to know God's blessing on your life, ever. He talks about in his delight is in the law of the Lord. The person who is blessed is obedient and he's wise in his walk. Don't have to hold your hand here, but go to Psalm 119. I want you to see a verse here. It's a pretty powerful verse. Psalm 119, look if you would at verse number 1. We'll go all the way to verse number 3. Again, we find the same word opening up this chapter. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, or the righteous in the way. Now watch, here's a description of them. Who, what's that word? Walk. All right. Same thing in Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. That means my life is walked according to the word of God. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the, what are those two words? Whole heart. Now, God hates half-heartedness. When you want to be loved, do you want to be loved with a half heart or a whole heart? Yeah. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. And so, child of God, you're never going to be, let alone be blessed if I'm not walking in the word of God. And so I have to look at my life and I got to say, now what path am I on? What walk am I going? What counsel is affecting my life? What friendships are affecting my life? What direction is affecting my life? Because there is a group over here that won't know blessing. There's this group that will know blessing. And I'm, as a believer, I want to know God's blessing upon my life. So the people who are blessed are people who live by faith. And these are people who are obedient and walk according to the word of God. Go back to chapter 5, verse number 12. I got to hurry here to give all these to you. Chapter 5 of the book of Psalms. Come on, you write them down and you read them. We're going to go to Proverbs a couple on this subpoint here. But Psalms chapter 5, verse number 12. The Bible reads this way. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the what? The righteous. With, what's that word? Favor. You ever needed favor? You ever needed your boss to give you favor? You ever needed your wife to give you favor? You ever need the policeman to give you favor? For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with his shield. You're not going to be able to be unrighteous and be blessed. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Look, if you would, at verse 33. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 20. You need Proverbs chapter 20. Every father in this room needs Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs 3, verse number 33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, But he blesseth the, what is that word? Now somebody give me a four-letter word that begins with H for habitation. Home. He blesseth the home of the what? Of the just. That's interesting. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the home of the just. If you want your home to be blessed, it needs to be righteous. Go to chapter 20 of the book of Proverbs. It goes one step further. It's amazing how the Bible has such beautiful unity. Proverbs chapter 20, look if you would at verse number 7. The just, there's that word again, man, walketh in his integrity. His what?
Children.
His children are blessed after him. So, mom and dad, not only you as individuals will know God's blessing only in righteousness. You see, God's different than the pastor. The pastor needs Facebook to see if you're honest. God knows if we're honest. Amen. And the funny thing is, really and truthfully, when we're dishonest, the only person we're deceiving is ourselves.
I just don't feel blessed.
That goes against God's word. Because God said, I'll bless the righteous, I'll bless the just, and I'll bless my child. So if you're telling me, well, I don't feel blessed, you're telling on yourself. Because God knows our heart. So mom and dad, if you're going to know blessing, if your home is going to know blessing, and your children are going to know blessing, then a justness needs to be about your life. Understand this. Nobody in this room is an island unto themselves. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Your public life, your private life, when you combine that as a whole, it doesn't just affect you, it affects everybody around you. So we kind of think we're kind of secret and it's just us. But we let in opportunity for that to reach out into all of our relationships. My private life affects you, affects her, affects my children, affects everything about me. And so does yours. Psalm 34, verse number 8. We're talking about people who are blessed. People who are blessed are people who know God, they're saved. People who live by faith and walk in, according to God's will. People who walk according to the word of God and are obedient to it. People who know righteous behavior are blessed. And in Psalm 34, verse number 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that, let's read it, trusteth in him. So if I'm going to be blessed, I've got to learn to trust in the Lord. Look at chapter 40. Look at verse number 4. Blessed is that man that, what's that word? Maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Now, I want to say this. This verse teaches that just because you are a Christian doesn't mean you trust the Lord. I'll say that again. Just because you are a Christian does not mean that you trust the Lord. Well, how could you say that, Pastor? I'm trusting the Lord for my salvation. I understand that. But there's more to trust the Lord for than just your salvation. There's that understanding for the believer where I make God my trust. I anchor myself upon him to where I trust nothing or no one else other than him. Go to Psalm 84, verse 12. It backs up this point. Psalm 84, 12. It finishes that chapter. A very simple verse. It says, O the Lord, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And so what does it mean to trust? It means to 100% believe. It means to yield. It means that he becomes your absolute, your everything, your all in your all. People who know God's blessing are people who trust him. Now, by the way, God knows if you trust him. I may not know that, but God knows. God knows if you trust him or not. God knows by how he tests you and how things happen, where you go, what you say, how you position yourself, maneuver yourself, whether it be mentally or whether it be physically. God knows where your security lays. By the way, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So God knows where what's precious to you that exposes your heart. And God says, now, if you'll make me your trust and you'll trust in me, you'll know my blessing. But if you don't, all you know is your ability. And by the way, my ability stinks. And so does yours. Okay, so people who trust the Lord. Boy, I got a whole bunch, but I want to give you one more, and then I'll just give you something to write down. I promised I'd be done at 8 o'clock. Go to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Come on, you're close by there. Psalm 112. And then you're going to write down a couple of things. Look, if you would, at verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that, what's that phrase? Feareth the Lord. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So if I'm going to be blessed of the Lord, this verse teaches that people that fear the Lord are blessed people. People that reverence the Lord. People that hold the Lord as the sole authority of their life. They know him preeminently. That he whatever he says goes. There's a reverential respect for the Lord. Look at 115, Psalm 115. Look, if you would, at verses 11 to 15. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your, say it please, children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And so the Bible says, if you'll fear the Lord, God will bless you. Look, if you would, at Psalm 128. It backs it up again with these five verses. Psalm 128, verse number 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. Well, Pastor, God blesses everybody but me. That's a bunch of baloney. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. That's the whole book of Ecclesiastes. We're talking about a vanity. Somebody that never gets to eat the labor of their hands. And David said, those that fear the Lord will do that. Happy shalt thou be. I love that. Be happy. Who sang that song? What was his name? Was that Bob Marley that sang Be Happy? No, who sang Be Happy? Okay, Pharrell sings Be Happy. Others do it. Be happy. Well, I got news for you. Long before somebody wrote a song, the Word of God wrote how to be happy. Remember that big yellow smiley face that everybody wore on their t-shirt? Be happy. Happy shalt thou be. Are you happy?
I don't feel happy. I don't feel blessed.
Happy shalt thou be. Look at verse number 2. And it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that, what's that word, class? Feareth the Lord. So if I want to be blessed, I got to be saved. I got to walk by faith, do God's will in my life. I have to be obedient to the word of God and walk accordingly. I got to know righteous behavior in my life. I got to trust the Lord. And I got to fear the Lord. And the Bible says, if I do those things, I'll know God's blessing upon my life. Now write down these other five and I'll be done. Psalm 41:1 teaches that if you consider the poor, you'll be blessed. When's the last time you gave to somebody poor? Pastor, I am poor. You don't count. Psalm 89:15-16. People who go to church are blessed. And God's people should say amen to that. Psalm 94:12. People that are chastened by the Lord are blessed. Psalm 106:3. People that are honest are blessed. Right beside that, Proverbs 28:20. I'll go over them again. Psalm 41:1. People who consider the poor. You might want to write Proverbs 22:9 beside that one. Psalm 89:15-16. People who go to church. Psalm 94:12. People who are chastened, corrected by the Lord. Psalm 106:3. People that are honest. Proverbs 28:20. God loves you. And God wants to bless you. God can bless you, and you can live a blessed life, but you must position yourself in a way to be blessed. So let me just ask this final question. If you've ever been blessed, and then you've known times when you've stepped outside of what God wants to do, and you know that you don't have God's blessing upon your life, don't you want God's blessing on your life? I know that when times that I have stepped outside of what I should be doing, and I can almost just feel like God just says, okay, Tommy, go on. Go do what you want to do. And when God begins to just take that hand of blessing off, man, everything withers and dries, and you can just feel. But when God's hand is on you, the psalmist said, taste and see the Lord is good. Let's pray.